Dan, I was Devin, DEVENS. This 70-year-old woman comes in for annual review of her chronic medical problems, but then has several acute complaints as well, period. Her chronic conditions include hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism, period. She's been on stable medications for a number of years, period. She reports no trouble with them. She's having no, she's physically active, period. Unfortunately, she continues to smoke and has no interest in quitting, never did even try the Wellbutrin from last year, period. Regarding some of her new complaints, she's noted a small red spot develop on the bridge of her nose. This started about 2 weeks ago, hasn't changed since it started, period. Next, she's noted since late summer some urinary incontinence. This is not necessarily related to coughing or sneezing. It seems to be spontaneous. Right now, she's using a panty liner, and it seems reasonable. She's not had any vaginal bleeding or discharge, and the urine itself looks normal, period. Next, she shows me the area of the left breast that had a cyst back in November. Within a couple of weeks of that visit, the area had drained fluid and has since left some irregular scar tissue. It's not drained any fluid for at least a month at this point, period. It's not really changing, period. She's due in March for her annual mammography. She saw her oncologist for her right side of breast cancer in October before the breast cyst developed, period. On examination, her vital signs were as noted. On the bridge of the nose is a dot of irregular skin that's superficial in nature, period. Lungs were clear and clean, forced expiration. Heart sounds regular without murmur. Abdomen soft, flat, and tender today, period. I inspect the left breast. The area of the sebaceous cyst has left some irregular superficial scarring. Assessment number one, chronic problems of hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and hypothyroidism, which all seem stable today based on her history, period. Next, new onset of urinary incontinence. We'll check a UA, CII, period. Next, left breast cyst. I've told her this appears to be a benign process. However, in the coming weeks, if the irregular scar tissue seems to be worsening in any way or starts discharging more material, we have to consider this could actually be breast cancer and it would need an excision. She'll let me know if this happens. She is reminded she's due for a mammography in March as well, period. Nasal lesion also could be early skin cancer, but it's only 2 weeks old, so I'd recommend she keep an eye on it for the coming next 4 weeks. And if it doesn't resolve, to return for cryotherapy, period. Her laboratory table include a CBC, CMP, lipid, TSH, UA, CII, period.